Horror Stories Podcast. Hello, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories Podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Normally, you'd hear one of my stories on this feed, but it's Sunday, and time for a break from all that garbage. Let's get some quality in here, in the weekly challenge. That's where I post the topic, and then you send in a story based on that topic. I gather them all up in this editing program, ramble a little bit in between all crazy-like, and post the resulting mess for your enjoyment and pleasure. This is Weekly Challenge 224, and the topic is every day. We've got a fun batch of stories in this week, so let's hear them in the order that I received them. Oh my God, Lizzie Beth actually came back! Well, let's hear what she has to say.
Hi everyone, this is Lizzie Beth, and this is my 100-word story. Every day. Devastation lay everywhere. This was not something that one saw every day. Rubble littered every part of the city, a sign that something big had taken place. Overturned cars, empty boxes, broken windows, abandoned homes. There was no sign of life wherever you looked. Thick layers of grime and dust covered every surface. It was hard to believe that the town had prospered just moments ago. To see the remnants of life extinguished in the town within the blink of an eye was astounding. Nothing moved. Nothing breathed. All was still. A nuclear bomb had fallen somewhere, taking everything with it.
You know, one nuclear bomb can ruin your entire day, but if it's dropped on a Friday or a Monday, woohoo, 3-day weekend! Oh, sorry. Thank you, Lizzie Beth. Now, if you couldn't understand that, which I think it was as clear as day, you can go to the show notes at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com and see the text for every story. You could even read along, but I would not recommend that if you're driving a bus, all right? If you're driving a bus, read a little bit at every stop. Next up is the return of Matt of the Daily Poon. See, I can say that right, Daily Poon. All right, let's hear what Matt has to say. He's just been all gaga over wanting to hear this one, so here we go.
Every day my alarm clock goes off like an air raid siren during World War III. Every day my water heater produces just enough hot water to last half of my shower. Every day I end up late for work because some moron can't understand the fundamentals of driving. The left lane is for going fast, people. Every day, the problems I deal with at work are more complex and idiotic than the one before. Every day, the dog leaves me a gift when I get home. And every day, I feel better when listening to a 100-word story.
Aw, that's so sweet. So how much do you drink while listening to the stories? Me, I drink about a half bottle of Jack Daniels, I think. Actually, I don't drink all that much at all. I still have a 2005 Chateau St. John in the fridge. It's like, I think it's got one glass left in it. I need to drink it because, man, that stuff is good. It's so good that I don't want to drink it. Isn't that a crazy thought? Isn't that crazy about wine? Oh, and by the way, thank you, Matt. You can check out his stuff at the Daily Poon. Daily Poon. Unless the dog leaves him a gift, then he, well. Okay. I babbled enough. Let's go on to TJ and find out, briefly, what's happening in North Dakota. Remember, there is culture there. Otherwise, well, we wouldn't have TJ.
Hi, this is TJ. I am from North Dakota, where our governor is trying to be our senator, and this is Life's Work. Every day, another piece arrived. Small items, insignificant in themselves, had been arriving in the Daily Mail for as long as I could remember. When I was 10, a manual arrived. I could see the items were, in fact, components for a large, complicated machine. Machines, rather. I'd construct the machines. Odd monstrosities I couldn't quite understand. Every day more pieces, new manuals, me fitting them together. The machines themselves were combined into something even larger, but I still didn't know what it all was. Today, a key arrived. I turned it. The machine killed me. The pieces stopped coming.
Oh my God, they killed TJ, you bastards! Well, thank you, TJ, for sending that story before your final expiration. That, you know, did they send instructions for it when they sent the pieces? I think you assembled them in the wrong order. I believe they were sending you a dishwasher through the mail, and if you assemble a dishwasher incorrectly, yes, it will kill you. It's a horrible thing. At least you... Maybe you forgot the jet dry. I don't know. I'm just playing around here with the new Flickr interface. I just posted up a snapshot of Enev Zarf, otherwise known as Paul Quo of Paul Quo Music. Okay, so the cool thing about the new interface, you under Actions, Add to Group, and you just pick them out of the list instead of one, then have to go back in, then another. So I put them in Second Life Live Musicians, Second Life Music, Second Life Music Makers, Second Life Pianos, and Second Life. See, it just all boom. I'm sure there are groups that I'm not a part of that it needs to be in. Needs to be in. Yes, it's compulsive. It's crazy. Oh, man, I'm losing it. I'm freaking losing it, man. Before I completely lose it, let's move on to the next author, who is Kelly. Kelly is brand new here. Brand spanking new, as we like to say down here in Texas. So, Kelly, welcome to the podcast, and let's hear what you've got.
Every day I see him, but he doesn't know I'm there. I dyed my hair, fixed my nose, but he didn't even care. I wave hello, give a nod, offer my brightest smile. I wait for him to say, hello. Come sit. Let's talk a while. I've never seen his eyes. The glasses he wears are dark. He strums the guitar and sings a song. His voice is like the lark. Today I will approach him, make him notice me. He says, hello. Who's there? You know that I can't see. I turn around and run. He never hears me flee.
Aw, Kelly, that's so sweet. Please don't torment the blind man. Really. Just run up to him and give him a hug. That won't shock him at all. Thank you, Kelly. All right. Now, and be sure to come back, because people who send in a story and then don't come back, I wonder if there's a stalker out there killing all the new people, which makes me wonder how the folks that are here stay so long. Maybe they're the stalkers. Maybe they make a committee. Okay, this new blood in here, this isn't good for this thing. Yeah, we're going to have to take him out. Oh, this one, yeah, let's keep this one, yeah. All right, get him in the inner circle. Put them in the call tree. Remember those phone trees? Before email, before text, before open heart surgery? Oh. Speaking of open heart surgery, here's one that goes straight to the heart. From Zach Mann.
Sometimes you have to do things for yourself, but the internet can help. Can't I get my wife to do that for me as an everyday duty? No. It is more of a special favor in today's busy world. You will be lucky if she does you that special favor twice a week. I'm not sure you're ready to get married. So we won't have sex every day? If you mean sex right after you get married, but before you have children, the chances are good. Wait, I was talking about you needing to learn to cook.
Man, needing to learn to cook. Actually, she does need to learn to cook. I mean, she burns water for crying out loud. That's just crazy, man. Oh, thank you, Zach, man. Ooh, yeah. You can tell that I've been on my own for a week here. Yeah, the missus has been in Florida visiting her sister. And I don't know when she's getting back today. I've already done the laundry. I need to clean up the pile of mail and magazines. Figure out which ones are bills that I've ignored. And, yeah. Otherwise, everything's just fine. Fine, I tell you. Yeah. So I should probably grow the... Well, I need to make... Well, let's see. Is she going to want iced tea or want Miller Lite when she gets back? I don't know. Can't do that until noon anyway. Oh, well. That's it. Eh, blah. Okay, stop thinking and start doing. Next up is Jeffrey Height. He is the paragon of great height of podcast fiction and also a part of Flying Island Press. Let's hear what he's got this week.
Hello, this is Jeffrey Height, and this is my entry for the 100-word story contest, week number 224, with the topic of Every Day. I want to thank my two guest readers this week, Valerie Griswold Ford and Veronica
Daguerre.
Valerie is an accomplished writer in her own right, and as you can hear, has an incredible voice, and Veronica does voice acting professionally. So if you've got some voice work that you might like to have done, you can contact her. You can find Valerie at @VG_Ford on Twitter, and you can find Veronica at @V_Mama on Twitter as well. Both people I would suggest you follow if you're interested in that. So, I have more to say after the story, but I will go ahead and get to the story now. Every Day by Jeffrey Height. The Emperor has two wives. In public, they're a very loving family. In private, it's a different story. Every day, the Emperor brings a lover to the palace. Every day, he insists on them having tea before they consummate their relationship. Every day, he leaves her alone while he goes to the kitchen and puts the water on.
Hair, gag, knife, throat, incinerator chute.
Every day at dinner with his wives, the Emperor shakes his head and sighs.
Why do all the pages run away from me?
I hate you,
whispers the first.
I hate you more,
sings the second. This has been Every Day, read to you by Valerie, Veronica, and me. I want to talk for just a moment about stories and creation of stories and writing. This story was incredibly fun to write and imagine because it popped very Athena-like into my head. It was fully formed the instant I thought of it. And for me, that's really what writing is about. It's about that spark, that idea, and then sitting down and being able to work that out. In this case, There wasn't a whole lot of working out. I actually came up with a story that was 102 words long and was able to cut those 2 words. So it was not too bad, but that popped into my head on my way to work. If you're into writing, if you like doing this, this is what it's about. This is that moment, that inspiration, that writing the stuff down and having a story that you can really enjoy. That's what it's about. And thank you very much, Lawrence, for having this site so that we can do this every week and for when I get those wonderful inspirations that I have someplace to go with them. If you liked this week's story, and I really hope you did, I couldn't have done it without the two voices that helped me out. And so if you liked it, it's completely their fault. And if you didn't like it, I did the writing, so yeah, it's my fault. Thank you again, Valerie and Veronica, for your help, and I'll see you next week.
Thank you, Jeffrey. I do this every week because, well, I need a break, and so I do this instead of write my own story. I let Planet Z write one, and then I just plug it in and whatever, and y'all have fun with it, and I just, it's a good way to start a week, I guess. Good way to wake up early in the morning and say, I'm gonna hit Sunday like a ton of bricks. Yeah, speaking of ton of bricks, I'm doing the 210 to 215 range now, and it's taken me a while. It's taken me a while, and I'm hoping to break through and permanently get below 210 by the end of the month. I mean, it took forever to get to. I've been stuck around the 215 range, but I think I'm below it. You know, every time I go work out and then whatever. So I could do the walk, rest for a little bit, and then I start doing sit-ups every 20 minutes until I'm like, oh my God, I can't do that anymore, which is usually in about 2 hours. So let's see, who's next? Who's next? I think I eat way too much in between. But it's good stuff. I mean, cantaloupe and melon. And I was doing the zero-calorie slushies for a bit and iced tea and a huge salad. And we all know what happens with salad. And it's fat-free dressing. Low-cal, low-sodium, fat-free. I even got ones that are no gluten now that I need to try. Because you need flavor, but you don't need all that junk in it. I mean, come on. We eat chemicals every day anyway, so give up. You know, eat some chemicals that actually taste good. Next up is Narwhal Joe. Let's hear what he's got to say.
Hello, this is Philip Narwhal Joe Carroll of the Flying Island Press. And this is the weekly challenge number 224 with a prompt of every day. But before I get started, let me plug Flying Island Press just once. Okay, that's done. No, actually, we have forums set up now. So if you have listened to or read the stories and want to comment about them in one way or another, positively or negatively, or about the whole Flying Island Press process, there's a forum you can go to that you just click off the front page of our website. We'd love to hear what anybody has to say, to see what we can do to make this product that we're trying to produce better or easier to deal with. We're on Kindle now, too. You can go out to Amazon.com and get it right from Amazon or from Smashwords. Well, here's my story. No, it's not. Also, I got a story on Shadowcast Audio Anthology this last week. It came out on Friday. A little bit darker than I normally write, but it was a lot of fun, and it sounded pretty good. I liked it. Hope you like it, too. If you go by shadowcastaudio.com, you can download it there from iTunes. Well, here's my story, finally. Every day that summer, the young man waited at the Sycamore Street bus stop of Route 54B. Every day he awaited the bus, monthly pass in hand, held high like the Statue of Liberty. Every day he wore a bathing cap, swim goggles, Speedo swim shorts, and a towel pinned around his neck. Every day he sat in the first bench and nodded sternly to each passenger that boarded between Sycamore and the mall. Every day the driver asked, Why you dress that way, son? To protect the world from evil, he replied every day, until the weather turned cold, and he was never seen again. Thanks for listening. Come by our forums at flyingislandpress.com, and we'll see you next week.
Yes, we'll see you on Flying Island Press. Well, you won't see me, because the stuff that I'm writing these days sucks. I'm trying to write this stuff. I mean, I've even got, like, this draft pad thing on the iPhone. I've got Dragon Dictate, which means I can ramble, which is my writing style is rambling. But I'm not coming up with anything cool. Man, everything I write just bites. But I'll keep doing it. I'll keep doing it until something comes out, because thank God there's always such thing as a delete key. Alright, you're not supposed to delete anything. You're supposed to save it and stuff it in a drawer, and then when it strikes you 10 years later, man, what have I done with my life? Oh, here's a stack of stuff. Hey, I could change this. I know why. The platypus should be a double agent. That kind of thing. Oh, well. Thank you, Norval Joe. Now let's move on to Justin and see what he's got. If only it were a shameless plug for something instead of a story.
Space Turtles. It's after midnight. Excuse me. I was working on my assignments for Jeremy Seaship's writing workshop. It's hard to switch writing gears so quickly, so often. Go from write this little thing to write that little thing. So, I want to get that done. And then I do this, but I had not much creative juice left, so I kind of cheated. So, the following is an unpaid shameless plug. Every day this year, the Compassion 365 podcast is releasing an episode to raise funds and awareness for Compassion International. The show topics have more variety than Apple has versions of iPods. There are shows about movies, music, UFC fights, zombies, and dramatic readings of Wikipedia articles. Want to help? Record a 10 minutes of something, or pick a few of your favorite PodSafe songs and send an email to compassion365@gmail.com, and we'll put you in the show. Do it for the children. Get more info at compassion365.com. Give it a listen.
You know, I ought to check out that Compassion 365 thing there, although I don't have all that much compassion right now, considering I'm in almost constant agony or hunger from this diet and workout routine. Not that I've made much progress in the past few weeks. Oh well. When this is done, I'll go out for my walk and do my usual hour and a half, blah, blah, blah. Then the sun will go way up, and then it might rain during it, and I don't care if I get thundered on or struck by lightning. Sure beats the hell out of staring at cucumbers and salads all day. Oh, sorry. Was I complaining or anything? Thank you, Justin. Yeah, I had minor setback last week, diet-wise, which was I went to Keneally's with Bob, although I hadn't gone to Keneally's in forever, but I did skip meetups for Friday, Geek Gathering, which would have been just a panini and coffee, which I didn't need. I can make my own, thank you, and they're better. Yeah. I think it's the avocados that I'm eating. There's a lot of calories in those. A lot of fat calories, because, I mean, they're tasty, and they got a lot of protein, and they're real good, but you just gotta watch those, gotta watch them. As long as you take everything else in moderation, which we all know is not what I do. But at least I'm cutting out various things, like I'm not eating steaks every other day, or eating fries or potatoes, although these Green Hatch chili queso popcorn bags, oh my God, they're so good. But I bought one on Saturday when I did my Kroger walk, and it still isn't opened yet. So it survived 24 hours, so I'm doing good. Although I didn't go for a second walk yesterday, I'm bad about that. I just, man, you know... whatever. Okay, one more story. It's by Planet Z. Here we go. You've been warned.
There once was a time when I loved to hear the song Everyday People. I could listen to it all day, lifting the arm on the record player and starting it back up on the turntable. When I wasn't home, I'd request it on the radio. Now, after all these years, I can't stand to hear it. It wasn't just my song, you know. It was also hers. Ours. It was love at first note, really. Then, one day, the record player broke. By the time I bought a replacement, she was gone. Can't stand it anymore. Turn it off.
And there you have it. A bunch of stories about every day. Now, if you had a hard time understanding them, the text for each story is available in the show notes at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Also, there's a poll on that site where you can choose your favorites that will determine who picks the topic next week. There's also links to people's sites so that you can learn more about them. Maybe send them a copy of Everyday People so they can play it over and over and over again and remember. Music in the background was by Guy David, guydavid.com. Go ahead and write him and say, "Where's your story?" And he'll say, "I'm busy painting butterflies." Okay, some podcast business. I've set up 100 word stories on Twitter, and only 69 people are following it, which means this podcast is, of course, doomed. But that's a good thing, because doom drives you on. But in the end, we're all doomed anyway, right? I'll use it to announce various 100-word stories things, retweet lame stuff that's about writing, although I won't retweet stuff by Mighty Moore, because everybody does that. And hopefully I'll announce the topic of the next weekly challenge there, letting you know, okay, you can stop writing now, Justin, and send in your story. Oh, by the way, Lizzie Beth already sent in her story for next week. The topic of the next weekly challenge is friend. So there you go. She's already in. You know she's going to be first. Oh, well. Other places you can send this stuff to. Escape Pod, they take stories. Flying Island Press. Merciless Storytellers. Let's see what Will's got up his sleeve. World Builders. The Dribblecast. They take stuff. And I've started putting stuff up to DeviantArt. Wow. Now that's crazy. In fact, I'm just going to go over there right now and see. Okay, who's the random person I get? Haraku. So if you're on DeviantArt and you're actually brave enough to admit it, just go ahead and follow there. It's the same crap that I post here, but you know what? Okay, wait. Draw with D.A. Muro. What the hell is Draw with D.A. Muro? I'm going to shut up now, okay? Y'all have a good day, and get out and have some fun. Unless there's a hurricane, then batten down the hatches and try not to die. I'll see y'all next week. Until then, thank you for listening and sending in the stories. And as always, keep it brief. Closing.